Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beaumont Shaw, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And you're familiar with the show, and we had a new intro coming on, but that was not the intro music that we're accustomed to hearing, and we're not sure how that one actually snuck through our other intro music. But with that said, we have a fantastic guest. It's Taga Tulima, the standout Hawaii center. He was also at the Hula Bowl, and you folks know COVID-19 pandemic, any opportunity to get yourself in front of NFL scouts is priceless. It's always priceless. I think the price has even gone up during this COVID thing. But once again, Mountain West standout, Taga, welcome to the program. How's this morning treating you?
This morning's going well, thank you. How about you? How are you doing this morning?
We're doing great. We appreciate you coming on and letting us know more about you. I mean, you've had a fabulous career, and you've really become an impeccable, irreplaceable sort of piece in that Hawaii Rainbow Warrior offense, and I'm sure you're going to be surely missed by, you know, the fans and June Jones. I mean, you really established yourself as an anchor to that team. I'm curious, I mean, growing up, was football your favorite sport, or do you have other athletic passions that you were quite good at?
Yeah, growing up, football is my favorite sport. You know, I was lucky enough I could play a Pop Warner, and I just had fun. I fell in love with the game in high school, and you know, I'm grateful for all the opportunities that it's given me.
Hey, well, you made the most out of it. Now, I'm curious. Now, I saw that you were a walk-on defensive lineman. Was that your best position in high school, defensive lineman, or was it offensive lineman?
Actually, I didn't play any defensive line in high school. I only play offensive line.
Okay. I saw in the bio it said walk on. Did you walk on at Hawaii?
Yes, I was a preferred walk on.
What's that like? Kind of take us through that. I mean, we've get a lot of guys, but I always, you know what it is, Taga? Is when I see walk-on and see that you've made it this far and have been this successful, there's something special about you or any prospect that has that type of ability. But with that said, what was it like going in there and establishing yourself?
Yeah, I mean, being a preferred walk-on, you know, you kind of have to have that chip on your shoulder, because now you have to prove yourself to the team, the coaches, that you belong, that you deserve that scholarship, and you know, you should come up with that mentality every day. I was fortunate enough to receive a scholarship my second year. So I mean, yeah, that's basically what it was like.
And for you, I mean, family, yourself, I mean, knowing that tuition is going to be paid for that scholarship, how satisfying was that, knowing that, you know, no more tuition, and, you know, the Warriors are going to help take care of that bill?
Yeah, no, it was a great feeling that, you know, not only they paid for my school, my housing, my food, some other expenses, on top of that, my stipend. But it was just nice knowing that, you know, I earned that scholarship from being a preferred walk-on. And I feel like that means a lot more to me than if I would have got it out of high school.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like I said, I appreciate the fact that, you know, guys like yourself in that position are able to conquer it. I mean, at what point do you get on campus, start getting reps and establishing yourself within the team? Do you realize that you have the skill set? I know you know, anyone in your position, you're not lacking confidence by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, when you get there, you don't know how it's going to work out. When do you kind of get the idea that, you know what, hell, I got the skill set to continue and I'm going to be a key piece to this team?
Well, I mean, I kind of came in with that, mentality. But it wasn't until my second year that that really started to happen, because in my second year, I got moved from defensive line to offensive line.
Wow. And then again, the rest is history. Once again, Tagatulima, the standout from Hawaii, here on the C2P. You folks know, if you missed any of these shows in their entirety, they're available at Apple Music, Stitcher, and Block Talk Radio. And as always, you can download and listen to those at your leisure. So we encourage you and listen to all the other prospects that we bring you during this 2021 draft season. So let me ask you this. You're at the Hula Bowl. What was it like being able to, you know, talk with scouts and allow some of these professional coaches that you're familiar with? I don't know if you're on the Rex Ryan side or the Mike Singletary side, but what was it like just being in front of these guys and letting them, you showcase your skills to them?
It was great. You know, I was fortunate enough to be on the winning team in tie with Rex Ryan. And it was great. It was great learning from the coaches that they had over there. And it was great competing with, you know, some of the top prospects.
And you, any good words? I mean, you know, you're able to talk with scouts, they're on hand, but I mean, any positive feedback?
You know, the coaches said that my technique was looking good. They said that, you know, I just gotta get my opportunity.
Yeah, and then to make the most of it. Again, that's a priceless commodity. Now, I ask every guy that comes on the show, Taga, I mean, if these scouts break down tape of you, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those intricate abilities that you bring to the center position where they're going to want to bring you aboard their 53-man roster?
I think besides technique, I think that teams will see that I can communicate to the offensive line well. I think they're going to see that even with our new offense this past year, you know, we're able to work as one. And I think that's crucial for a center to be able to do for his offensive line.
Nice. Anything go unnoticed? And I ask this question just to benefit you. I mean, you could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, community service, maybe the offense you ran didn't allow you to show more pooling or more zone. I mean, anything that these scouts need to know that they won't see on tape that they definitely must hear?
I would just say that, I'm a versatile player. I can play center and guard. And I was lucky enough to get the opportunity in the Hula Bowl. Besides that, you know, I love watching film, getting better, studying my opponent, and like what their weaknesses are, how can I exploit that? And I just love the grind. I love working out with my teammates and building up that chemistry, and going out on game day and just dominating and winning.
Definitely, and you've definitely done that. All academic honors 3 times, a ton of Mountain West accolades. I believe you've got your mechanical engineering degree. I mean, you've been no slouch. You've definitely represented the idea of student athlete to a T, Taga. Three academics. Was that mom and dad being strict on studies, or is that just something you've just taken to heart since day one, that knowing academically you got to be on top of things?
I can't lie. It was definitely my mom and dad from a young age. They were on my brother and I about schoolwork. We couldn't play football if we didn't get our schoolwork done. So that really motivated me up to do well in school, and it just carried on into college, fortunately.
And you've done it, man. I mean, outside of football, Taga, I mean, what are some of your other hobbies or things you just enjoy doing when you're away from the X's and O's and grind of football?
I love being with my family. As far as like mechanical engineering things, I like working on, you know, just like problems, like real life problems, and finding like, I guess, engineering solutions to it.
That's excellent. I love it. You know, I love, you know, we get so caught up in the idea of football, football, football. Granted, that's what we're here for, but there's so much more to life, and it's glad to hear that you have those external, you know, escapes from the game to allow you to kind of share in some other things. Taga, we are almost out of time, and we know it's early out there in Hawaii, and we appreciate you taking some time and sharing what you bring to the NFL draft table. And you're not a guy that we're not going to hear from, because I think you're going to be a guy that definitely picks up steam as we get closer. But with that said, before we end the show, we have a few off-the-wall, lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, Coach June Jones, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Coach June Jones, actually, I don't know anyone who does a good impersonation of him. But I'd hope they'd be down to do it in front of him.
Fair enough. How about this one? Usually offensive linemen are the bigger men, the bigger eaters on any team. With that said, who's the biggest eater of that offensive line unit, and what's the biggest meal you've ever seen them throw down?
Oh, biggest eater, I would have to go by far Michael Adetisha. That boy can eat. He just eating all the time. Like, he'll be eating before runs, and I'm just like, oh, you better watch out, bro.
And how about this one, the final one before you? That draft will be closing in on us soon enough. I'm sure that's a weekend where you're going to be with family and friends as you wait to hear your name called. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Best cook in my family. I'd have to say, well, that's a hard one. That's a hard one. I'm going to have to go with my parents, though. My parents, they recently got a smoker, and they've been smoking ribs. And those are really good.
Excellent stuff, man. Hey, man, fabulous career. You really helped yourself at the Hula Bowl, and I'm sure you're going to continue to strive to do more. But, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and tackle. We appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Taga Tulima, the standout Hawaii center. Also said he played guard at the Hula Bowl, and that's always great to show that versatility, especially on the spot. It's you know, there's a lot of nerves to go into these All-Star games, and when a player has to step outside their comfort zone and make it comfortable like he did, that speaks volumes to their versatility. Once again, Taga Tulima here on the C2P, Apple Music, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download our featured guest from Hawaii.
This has been a C2P exclusive.